Hi, and thanks for taking a deeper dive with me. I'm Avenue Fortingo, principal in our population health and well-being practice here at Brown & Brown. I specialize in working with employers on developing the health and well-being aspects of their benefits and total reward strategies. Now that you've had a chance to read my article about return to office mandates and the opportunity it presents for employers to invest in well-being, I would like to highlight three main points. One, we are seeing a clear shift away from fully flexible to more in-office presence requirements for applicable job types. Two, there's no doubt that a majority of employees with remote capable jobs prefer and desire greater flexibility with either expanded remote or fully remote arrangements. This disconnect between organizational priorities and employee sentiment presents a unique opportunity for employers to double down on their well-being initiatives. As I shared in the article, a renewed investment and focus on employee well-being can bridge the gap between employee expectations and employer priorities as organizations implement their RTO initiatives. If you would like to learn more about how Brown & Brown can help you with your population health and well-being initiatives, just shoot me an email at avenue.fortingo@bbrown.com. Thanks for reading and listening.